Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and this is your episode of Live Life Better. You know, people talk a lot about the dangers of hidden caffeine and highly caffeinated energy drinks, and we've heard about that with young people. But at any age, caffeine can be problematic. It is, to some extent, the most used drug in the world. Studies have shown that caffeine may be beneficial to your health. It can reduce your risk of developing Parkinson's, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease. About 30 to 60 minutes after drinking a beverage with caffeine, you usually feel an energy boost, depending on what the drink is and how it's prepared. According to the Food and Drug Administration, 400 milligrams of caffeine is considered the safe daily amount for healthy adults daily. It can be tricky, though, to track exactly how much you're ingesting because caffeine content varies widely depending on how a drink is prepared and if it may be in certain drinks that you don't even know. Now, you know, decaf coffee contains more than 100 biologically active, good for you components that can help. So drinking decaf coffee, without the buzz, can help prevent diabetes, according to a 2021 study in the journal Nutrients, found that drinking coffee, including decaf or regular, may help people with pre-diabetes from progressing to full-blown. Both types of coffee are jam-packed with phytochemicals that cut diabetes risk. It can reduce heart disease, found that 2 to 3 cups per day, decaf or regular, reduces cardiovascular, and it can help extend life. And, you know, one of the things I didn't know until recently was that a lot of teas have caffeine in them, even though you don't realize it. For example, green teas. So track how much caffeine you use. And as you get older, it can be problematic. You can tell the telltale signs that you've had too much caffeine: irritability, feeling jittery, insomnia. The only remedy is to wait it out. You have to let your body metabolize it. So who should avoid highly caffeinated beverages? For younger people, drinking those Red Bulls and with alcohol is a real problem. And there are so many lemonade-style beverages right now that are highly caffeinated. In 2023, a 46-year-old man went to cardiac arrest and died after drinking a Panera Bread-charged lemonade, which reportedly contained 390 milligrams. So, you know, you really need to know what you're drinking. At the gas station, you might pick up a can of Rockstar Focus or Celsius Essentials, G Fuel or Bang Energy, and that may seem like a quick pick-me-up, but no, it can really be an issue. So know what you're drinking, know how it affects you. So what about for older people? Older adults with specific health conditions need to be especially mindful of caffeine. Osteoporosis. Studies have shown that caffeine's metabolites can cause calcium loss and increase the risk of osteoporosis. It can also be associated with potential bone health issues in postmenopausal women. Cardiovascular conditions. Anyone with heart arrhythmia, including atrial fibrillation, should avoid highly caffeinated beverages. It can cause your heart to race and it can lead to severe complications. High blood pressure, which becomes more common as people age, caffeine can raise it further. Diabetes. Anyone with diabetes should avoid highly caffeinated drinks, especially with added sugars. And then, you know, older people are likely to have sleep problems in the general public, and caffeine can bottom line that, can really amplify that. So if you like caffeine, stick to coffee and tea. Avoid the processed sugar and highly caffeine content found in energy drinks. And, you know, if you can, afternoon, leave the caffeine home. There's delicious versions of decaffeinated tea, whether it's Lady Grey or green tea. So for Live Life Better, I'm Nanette Weiser, and we've been talking about the dangers of hidden caffeine. And until next time, be well.